This episode is brought to you by Unwanted Opinions. It's Stacey Dash, is a political commentator. I, Lewis Williams, am a duck-billed platypus. Now let's get this show started.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Destiny.
The Bill Platypus. Are we? Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. I mean, I'm chilling.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good.
How was your week?
It's good.
How are you feeling?
Great.
Okay.
I'm hungry. So hungry.
What's new?
I know. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm okay.
How's life?
It's
love.
Life.
And the pursuit of happiness.
If Stacey Dash would just leave us all alone, it would be great.
She probably could, but she won't. Her bob was cute, though.
Her Bible?
Her bob.
Oh. Okay.
Man, for her to be so fine and, like, so dumb, it's just like an oxymoron. A quagmire of epic proportion.
Anyways, let's not spend too much time on her.
Okay.
Because we're going to drag the fuck out of her later. But we're going to start off on a more positive note.
Yay.
Starting now.
Positivity. Happy feelings. Happy feelings. Oh, sorry.
You're not sorry.
I know.
So, Zendaya.
Zendaya.
She's great, isn't she?
I like Zendaya. I remember when I first saw Zendaya on the Disney Channel. She used to play on this show called Shake It Up.
Mm-hmm. And she was dancing.
A
little ass off.
And I was like, Mara, who's that? And she was like, oh, it's Zendaya, you know. And she had, like, her whole bio and everything. And I was like, yeah. You know how you could just tell the ones who are going somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like one of those ones. Like,
that,
I was like, oh,
was
she,
going
yeah, I was like, yeah, she's got it. I don't even know who her co-host is. Like, what is she doing right now? I don't even know who that is, but I know Zendaya, like, I felt like it should have been her show. Then she went ahead and graduated and got her own show on the Disney Channel with the dude that used to play Dwayne Wayne on
A Different World.
That was her dad.
Okay.
He played her dad. But yeah, it's a good show. But anyway, so what's up with Zendaya? What's she doing?
She's actually the new face for CoverGirl. So,
yes.
In my mind, though, I didn't even think she was old enough to wear makeup, but maybe there's not, like, an age requirement on makeup it was when I was little.
Is she, like, 20?
I don't know.
I feel like Zendaya's, like, old enough to vote, at least. Or, well, no, maybe not. Well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure how old she is.
I mean, she's probably
beautiful.
Not old enough to dream, but I think she's old enough to date. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Scratch
my
that.
Bad. No Tiger.
You trying to date her?
No Tiger over here. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't be sliding up in people's DMs talking about it's about music.
She old enough to vote though. Yeah, but that's good for her. Like,
yeah, her her ad campaign is set to launch on the 15th of February. So be on the lookout for that. I guess it's probably going to be beautiful because all her pictures are beautiful. You remember when she went off that one time when then people edited her body?
Yep.
She was like, no.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not. Oh, and remember when she got with Julianna Rancic for saying she looked like somebody who wears patchoulis and
right.
smokes weed or something like mm-hmm. that?
She got her motherfucking ass together.
Yeah. So shout out to Zendaya for doing great things.
She's
I'm so glad.
Gorgeous.
19. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, I feel like she's not old enough to wear CoverGirl products.
I mean,
damn, she's 5'10".
Yeah, she's tall. Aren't you 5'10"?
You tried it. God, you tried it.
Oh my God.
You gonna see me after this show.
Anyway,
I'm 5'6½", 5'7" on a good day.
Mama long legs. Oh, that's her co-host Bella Thorne.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, anyway. Look at China Ann McClain all grown up. You know, you remember China?
Yeah.
China
Ann
McClain.
She sings the theme song to Doc McStuffins.
Oh, does she? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know she was still out here. You know, one thing I can say about Tyler Perry is that he knows talent when he sees it. And he's, like, making things happen for people. Even if, you know,
He's in a dress playing a meemaw.
I really want Tyler Perry to win, but these Madea movies and plays.
I just don't see it. I just think that Tyler Perry demasculates like everything that men stand for.
It's so played. Like, I feel like there's a point in time for everything. Like, I feel like he's just phased out of that point of his career, and for him to continue to make those kind of movies and plays, like, come on, dude.
But that's what the people want.
Like, you gotta be a good, cool, smooth, fresh, solid 67, and you still out here playing Madea.
That you're not gay.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's okay if you're gay. It's fine. We all know it. We're just waiting on you to publicly say it. But that's your business.
Speaking of business, Jamie Foxx didn't mind his own business, and he decided to help out a man, which I thought was very, you know, admirable of him. He said he's not a hero. He's remaining very humble about the whole situation, but I mean, Jamie Foxx is cool. I don't think I would expect any less out of him.
I think it was staged. I think he felt like he was dry out in the street. And what? So he decided.
Jamie Foxx is not dry?
I mean,
Jamie Foxx can do whatever he wants to do.
His album did, like, double blasted.
Did him? But, I mean, come on. Like, how many movie stars can transition over into, like, music and vice versa?
Not many, because he's still trying.
I mean, he does have the voice, though. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that's just not what people want to see him at. They don't want to. They want. I don't know. You know how people are. Like, they're kind of closed-minded when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could very well. Did you listen to the album?
Yes.
Oh, but it wasn't. It wasn't good.
It still went double plastic, even with my listen.
I mean, I know
it. It just.
It, I know your listen doesn't carry that much weight, but I'm just saying, like, as an overall project, like,
I don't think it was like a solid body of work. I think that he thought that was the one,
and it wasn't.
And they all think that it's the one.
They do.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I just think he's very talented. He could probably. I feel like he wants to sing, kind of like Tisha Campbell, how she just.
Why? Why? I'm going to play the clip.
Okay. Apples to oranges, I guess.
No. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Like,
she's still here.
Low-key, though. You don't like it?
No.
I think it kind of bumps.
I don't like the video. I don't like what she's doing.
She's so overdramatic.
I don't like her bundles.
She's so, like, her face, her crying face. And
It was team too much. Steel, it was a lot.
Steel. Here. It's on iTunes. But every time I want to listen to it.
You start to laugh.
I go to YouTube. Yeah, it's kind of, but maybe that, I don't know. Because she was like, well, you know, my husband, he bought me the studio time.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I feel like she would just be singing around the house, and he's singing in the background, you know. It. She probably be humming over the food, or, you know, singing ballads while folding the clothes or something. And he was like, you know what? That's it. We're going to get you some studio time.
He was sick of her. That's what it was. He was sick of her singing at the dinner table, singing in the shower, singing in the bed, looking for her shoes, singing.
Singing, where are my shoes?
Looking for his shoes,
singing. But, you
know,
singing. She sings in, like, I looked up on YouTube, she sings in, like, clubs and stuff.
It doesn't,
like,
matter.
And she does covers. Like,
it doesn't matter.
She did a cover of Where Have You Been by Rihanna.
She needs to get under somebody's covers and go to bed.
Can you just see her singing Where Have You Been?
No, I don't want to see her sing that.
I've been looking for you, babe.
No. I don't want to see. No, she needs to sit down.
But that wasn't my point. I didn't mean to go on to this, like, tangent about Tashina Arnold. I was just saying that.
Tashina Arnold.
I was thinking about Tashina Arnold, how her voice is just so much more.
Better.
Yeah.
And that how she would never degrade her voice like Tisha did. You don't see Tashina out here drawing on her face, writing shit on her face, and getting choreographed.
Choreography?
No. It was terrible. You guys got to see the video.
She gave
it's terrible.
You choreography.
The video is Tisha Campbell still here.
Steel. No, not two L's. I got it excited. There's a verse in the song. And she's like, I had to do this myself. And I was thinking,
was that supposed to be shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking, well, who else was going to do it?
Right. For you. you have to do things for yourself. So of course you had to do that shit yourself. You had to show up. You had to fill out the app. You had to sign on the dotted line.
Yo, I want Tisha to win. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want her to win. She was winning.
She was winning.
Everybody has their run. Your run is over.
Speaking of Tisha Arnold, have you seen Survivor's Remorse?
No.
Oh, it's a good show. Check that out if you have Stars.
I don't. That's why I haven't checked it out.
Anyway, back to Jamie Foxx. I just think that Jamie Foxx I think what they want to do, like, he's so talented. Like, as far as a singer, an actor, a comedian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's talented. I like him better as an actor. And I like his songs, too. It just doesn't take away the fact that the album wasn't that good.
Maybe he just needs to, like, find something where he can just do all of that. He's more than I think he's just trying to say, I'm more than an actor. You know, I'm not just some one-trick pony out here.
Not a one-trick pony.
That's the best I can come up with.
A one-trick pony. That's so funny. No, but the thing about it is, one-trick ponies only have one trick. Like the ponies at the Universal Circus. They only have one trick. Ringling Brothers be showing out.
It's their anniversary. They got like an anniversary.
No, but Universal Circus is better because they be turned because the music is better.
It's lit.
The music is lit. Them kids be getting it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just feel like he should have had a Drake feature and then his album probably would have popped. Drake was the man of the year last year. You can try to deny it if you want to.
No.
But you can't.
He was like... I think
Drake had a very good year.
Props to Drake. I feel like Drake is cool. I don't know what else to say right now.
Are you going to start with the feelings again?
About what?
About you feel like?
Oh, yeah.
Because you felt like a lot of things.
I always feel like, okay, this is how.
This is how you feel?
This is how you can tell. If you follow us on Twitter, this is how you can differentiate between whether Destiny's tweeting or I'm tweeting. Most of my tweets start with, I feel like.
And none of my tweets start with, I feel like. So if you don't follow us on Twitter, you can add two parts life.
The number two, PRTSLIFE.
Oh, you're so great. Two parts life.
I know, I wasn't even thinking about that. I just rolled off the tongue.
Subconscious.
But anyway, big up to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
I think that
thank
that's.
Thank you for being a hero, even if it was staged, to save your career.
I don't understand how his career needed saving.
It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you can't see it, then it's not meant for you to see.
I mean, he's got an Oscar. He doesn't really have to do anything else. He probably need to be working on maybe a Grammy and a Tony. Does he have a Grammy? He probably need to work on, like, get a GOAT and be like the next Whoopi Goldberg and just get them all. The Tony. No, an EGOT, I'm sorry. Anyway, your purse and your lips, so.
EGOT what?
EGOT all the awards.
Stupid. That was funny. That was so funny. Happy belated birthday to dear beloved Aaliyah. Rest in peace.
Baby girl. I'm sorry.
That was disrespectful.
Yo, when
I know what you were trying to do.
Aaliyah died. Like
that was so hurt. I was so hurt.
Yeah, I think that's the only celebrity death that I've ever been like kind of affected by.
I was so hurt.
I didn't cry, but I did feel like something was missing from my life.
It was a lot missing.
Yeah, like Aaliyah. Yeah, she shaped. She shaped our musical adolescence. Did I say that right?
I feel like that would be appropriate to say.
Because
a lot of people may not remember Aaliyah for who she was, but
that was
I was
like
waiting for
team.
The Matrix 2.
Were you? Oh, because she was going to be in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and like all the rest of the Matrixes. No, because she was in 2, right? Or she wasn't?
She wasn't in 2. I don't think
she
they had enough
yeah,
footage or something like that.
She was supposed
like
to be
yeah.
in 2, but then... You know, she had passed.
She was, like, really on her way up. She was really, like, on the verge of crossing over, whatever that means. I think we talked about that before. But, yeah, she was just on her way up, man.
Yeah, she was going to be... Beyonce would have been nothing.
Let's
just put it like that. Beyonce would have been the Carrie Hilson.
I don't think so. I really think that there could have been, like, a space for Beyonce. I do believe that... And for Beyonce to be inducted into the Illuminati, she had to go ahead and assassinate Aaliyah.
You took it there. You know that is not true.
I mean, because there was rumor that, you know, Jay-Z was linked to Aaliyah. So Beyonce was like, this ain't happening.
No. Why are you making up shit? No.
No, but in all honesty, though.
And Jay-Z was linked to her because Dame Dash was his business partner.
No, because Jay-Z has a thing for light-skinned women.
But that's another. Yes, she. No, she wasn't. She was brown-skinned.
She's got the complexion that Jay-Z is a heck shouldn't for. I don't know. I was trying to find something.
No, that didn't work. Oh, God.
No, but no, in all, I think there was a space because Beyonce and Aaliyah are just two different performers. Like, I think what Beyonce does is she'll go out on stage and she will just roll around on the floor and kick her feet and, you know, have her hair laid.
Why are you always degrading Beyonce? I'm so sick of you doing this to her. Why are you doing this to her?
Ain't that what she do?
No. It's artistic.
I was thinking about her performance on the
You Say Sorry
MTV
Say Sorry
Music Awards.
Say Sorry.
Now, I saw Beyonce live. She's tough. She is.
Say Sorry.
So, but no, what Beyonce does as a performer
so
is
you're not
cool.
Gonna say sorry?
No, what Beyonce does as a performer is cool and everything like that. And I think that bottom line is there would have been a place for Aaliyah. Aaliyah danced so effortlessly and so like, oh my gosh, she was like water, yes. And Beyonce's more hit them hard, and you know, mm-hmm. I gotta put like my shoulder and my shoulder blades too, you know. Like when Beyonce dances, she always, you know, as an exclamation point at the end of every sentence. And like when Aaliyah dances, it's like an ellipsis, you know, like oh,
like a poem.
And I continue over here, haiku. I don't know. But okay, I think there would have been a space for both of them. I don't really think that. I mean,
don't think Beyonce would have been as big as she was.
You don't think so?
No.
Because you think Aaliyah would have? I mean, and Aaliyah was, she was a good actress. Like, she would.
And Beyonce can't even act that well to me.
Yo, so my cousin got this friend, and they were talking about Beyonce's performance in Obsessed.
It was horrible.
When
I was
she was
so
like,
sad.
You took my man. You took. I can't do it. I wish I could do it. But that was, you know, that's how Beyonce. The only movie that Beyonce was good in was Dreamgirls, and that's because she had to do a lot of singing.
No, that was because that's her real attitude.
I mean, but like even like little nuances, like when she was so excited to, you know, meet Jamie Foxx in the beginning, they were just like little girls mm-hmm. auditioning for the talent show. I thought she was really good in that and everything.
She
like she was good, but Jennifer Hudson just came and stole it. Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, and Beyonce knows that she can't be out here, you know, acting. So that's fine. But
anyways.
Yeah, so shout out to Aaliyah.
Happy,
who would
have
been 37.
Yeah, happy 37th.
That's how old
birthday.
Beyonce really is.
Oh, shit. You say sorry.
Anyway, so what,
apologize.
What else we got?
Bobby Shmurda. Speaking of 37.
He got 37 years?
He might as well. He got denied bail for 7 of those 37 years.
Wow.
So now what did he do again? No, not 7 years. He got denied bail for the 7th time.
Oh, well, what did he do, though?
The gun possession charges.
Oh, okay.
And then he openly admitted to a murder in his song that we call...
About a week ago. Okay, well.
So he inadvertently told on himself.
I mean, but how many rappers, like, will go on a song and say, oh, I killed so-and-so?
But a lot of the times, it don't be true.
But still, mm-hmm. I don't think that's something to, like, I mean, okay, I don't, It's sticky. Like, murder's wrong, yes.
but rapping about it is okay.
I mean, that's his whole gimmick, though. Like,
yeah,
he was supposed to be some dude.
But this is the difference.
He was
though.
Actually living the life.
The difference is he was really doing that.
These
other people that are talking about doing that really weren't.
What about when Jay-Z stabbed that dude?
Jay-Z really did that.
Right.
And sold his mama crack. Because he ain't shit.
All right, well,
but
you know.
But I still like Jay-Z and his music, and he's married to the king of the world.
Okay.
Our king Beyonce.
Yeah, who be, you know.
But he really did stab somebody.
I mean, yeah, I know.
And he really did sell his mom crack.
Right.
It's common knowledge. You can do your Googles.
Well, that's fine. So, it's not fine, but I mean, poor Bobby. So it's clear to me that somebody had it out for him.
For Bobby?
Yeah.
Well, the fucked up part about it was the record label put up all this money, you know, for that single or whatever, and he was going places and doing things and performing and stuff like that. Right. But when they picked him up, that record label didn't help him out. It's like they set him up. They just wanted him, they just wanted to bleed him, you know, of his music and his talent. But when it came actually down to the label putting up money for his bail and so he could get out and so he could be out, they wouldn't put the money up. And now when he finally got the money, they keep denying it.
Do you feel like Bobby Shmurda would have had longevity in this music game?
I feel like Bobby Shmurda had a fan base.
Okay.
So, which would have allowed him to go as far as he wanted to go.
But I just feel like, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe things will work out.
I just think
Boosie's
up.
Free. You know what I'm saying? And what did Boosie go to jail for?
Murder.
I mean, in all honesty, like, the way the system's set up, he should be out in, like, 5 years.
Maybe.
Because, you know, they'll give
not
you...
Not if he might
he had been
example.
In, like, marijuana possession, even though it's legal. He would have probably got
20 years,
right?
No parole. Whatever.
But murder, if he like do good behavior, he'll be off in two, I guess. I don't know.
Who, Shmurda?
Yeah,
you called him murder.
Oh, sorry. No, for murder.
Oh,
I was saying for murder.
I don't know. I just think that they're making an example out of him. Honestly,
look at T.I. and them guns and stuff like that. Yeah, T.I. another one,
but he only got a year and a day for all them illegal ass guns, and he already was in trouble, and he already had a felony. So you're not supposed to be around guns and shit. But you only got a year and a day, so you're not gonna tell me that you didn't tell on nobody because you told.
Yeah, that's true too.
You told a year and a day.
Who else went to jail like that? Well, isn't C. Murda still in jail?
We're not. Let's not resurrect shit.
Hey.
I don't even know who.
Don't do this. After we just talked about the No Limit in the last podcast.
Anyways, we're moving on.
Okay,
we're gonna move on to 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. You know, I don't really know too much about 2 Chainz. Like, honestly, what's
you
that song?
Mad.
All I know.
I'm getting rich.
Oh, that's him? That's
watch that a little bit.
I didn't know that was 2 Chainz.
You getting mad.
I did.
I'm getting rich.
Well, good for him.
Good for him, what? I didn't say.
The song's kind of catchy.
Oh.
You know, all I want for my birthday is a big boo.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Okay, and then what else he got? I don't know, but anyway, so what did 2 Chainz do?
The feds watching, that was 2 Chainz too.
How does that go?
I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watch. The one with Pharrell. Never mind. You're reaching for these 2 Chainz songs.
I am. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
Yeah,
I'm different.
Yes, I'm different.
Okay.
Yeah. Go 2 Chainz. Oh, he got a catalog.
Yeah.
You see how many songs we just pulled out?
Right. So now, so what?
So he donated money to this homeless family. I guess he saw them on GoFundMe because they were apparently about to get evicted. Which I don't.
Are they from Atlanta?
I don't know.
Oh.
They probably are because I don't see him doing that for somebody outside of his hometown. But anyways, what he did was the dab Santa Claus sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
The proceeds that came from that, he
did took he have them. Something to do with dab?
What? No, he just made the sweaters.
Oh, but he doesn't have like a dab song?
I don't think so. I think it's just Migos.
Oh, okay.
He may have. I don't know. Shit. I don't know.
Anyway.
But anyways, he used the proceeds from the Davin sweater to buy this family this 5-bedroom home.
Wow.
And
it looks like something like straight out of HGTV.
It do? Oh, yeah. Because you were asking me, what did you do? Like, you didn't know. And then you said.
Oh, I was just, you know, trying to set you up so that you could tell the people.
You need to edit this out.
Okay.
But, yeah, yeah, the home is nice. It's 5 bedrooms. And go 2 Chainz for helping out the community. We really need more rappers and stuff doing stuff like that for people. But what I don't understand is...
You see what
is,
happens when you have, like, a good career, you make songs, and you're making money, and you have, like, somewhat of an influence on people, 50 Cent?
You petty. You are so petty.
I'm just saying, like, 50 Cent around here playing these little boy games when you could be buying somebody a house who really needs one. Sorry. Not really.
I mean, you're right. I can't say nothing. You around here arguing with Meek Mill and Vivica Fox on social media. I don't get it.
Like, he's so old. Like, ain't he another one? I think, what, 50 Cent has got to be like a smooth 62, right? And he around here, he old enough, he know, you know, about segregated water fountains and, you know.
It's so rude.
He should be a part of the movement, not
a part of the problem.
Yeah, basically.
What I don't understand, though, I'm going back to the 2 Chainz situation. Uh-huh. Like, why would you start a GoFundMe if you're not paying your rent?
So that you can be funded to pay your rent?
I don't understand. Like, the timing would have had to been impeccable. Because
I mean, it was probably up for a while.
But if it's up for a while, then that means you're not paying your rent for a while. And everybody knows that when you get evicted, your time is limited.
Well, I mean,
your days are numbered.
How many kids did they have? Maybe it was one of the kids that did it. Maybe it was one of their children that, you know, knows how social media works and knows how the internet works and
got the attention of 2 Chainz.
I mean, you know, you never know who will be looking at your stuff. Fraud. Really? I mean, you never know who listens to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody, but, you know, it just takes that one special person that wants to, you know, have us
promote their product. I mean, I guess I can see the silver lining in that. I don't know. I just think it's sketch.
Well, okay. So why is it sketch again?
Because everybody knows that evictions, your days are numbered. Like, literally, they tell you, like, 14 days. On the notice. What? Like, 14 days and we gonna put your shit out on the street.
Yeah, like, I mean, it sounds like
in 14 days, you got the attention of 2 Chainz, but you couldn't pay your rent?
It sounds like a Christmas miracle, I know. But, I mean, hey, stranger things have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Have they?
I don't know.
Well, then why would you say that if you don't know?
I think so. You don't know who was in that audience when Oprah was giving out all them cars.
You get a car. You get a car.
You know, Sheila might have just got her car repoed, and then here come Oprah with a brand new Sunfire with her name on it.
All right.
Flint, Michigan's dirty water is a problem. But it's been a problem for a long, long time.
Oh, kind of like Erin Brockovich. You remember that movie? Where those babies were born with like 4 arms?
Mm-hmm. And I think, and it's been going on long enough, but I think that's what got the attention. Well, the water's dirty. They can't cook with it. They can't bathe. Okay. Oh, gosh. I really don't like myself right now for not remembering the disease. Is it Listeria? No. But anyway, the babies are being affected. And I think that's why it's really starting to get the attention, because it's been a problem, but it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. And this is one of the things that the government thought they could just sweep up under the rug.
But maybe they didn't want to do anything because they wanted to make these abomination babies.
Like how Bart had that twin brother that lived in the attic?
Or like
Legionnaires. I'm sorry. Legionnaires.
What is Legionnaires? Oh, it's a bacteria?
Bacterial disease, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, shortness of breath, coughing, headaches, mental confusion. People are dying from this.
That is crazy.
Obama's come forward.
Ugh, that's scary.
Legionnaires disease doesn't spread from person to person. Instead, the bacteria spreads through mist, such as a form of air conditioning units for large buildings, adults over the age of 50, and people with weak immune systems, chronic lung disease, or heavy tobacco use are most at risk. Most people exposed to the bacteria don't develop symptoms. So this is normally a disease that would affect like 60 plus older 50 Cent. You know, be careful, make sure you get your checkups. But instead,
does he live
it's
in
a
Michigan?
No.
That's horrible. I hope they get that shit together. Somebody need to send Stacey
Obama
Dash ass over there.
Look, over 90% of the cases of Legionnaire disease are caused by the Legionella pneumonia. Oh, this has nothing to do with whatchamacallit, the water.
Yeah, well, they out there protesting, it look like.
And they should, like, but this is something that should have been taken care of, like,
but how
that's
are
their
you
problem
supposed
too.
To
take care of clean water.
Yeah.
I don't know. But people are donating water, too.
Well, that's good that people are donating water. But I don't know. Why are they living there and drinking that water?
I mean, where else are they going to live? And how do you know?
Michigan is not the only place to live.
I mean, but maybe that's where people have their roots, you know, and their families are there. Like, this just, I mean, it didn't just happen, but I mean, why can't you trust your water? Why shouldn't you be able to trust the water where you stay?
Why shouldn't you be able to? Because it's nasty and it's common.
I mean,
it's not a secret that this water has been nasty for a long time.
I mean, but you just want, like, people who are, oh, let's say,
they don't want the abomination babies, so they send Obama over there to, like, kind of stop it, because they're like, oh, we got enough babies to test on, so we don't need any more. So let's do something about the problem now, because we got what we wanted.
Okay.
Is that a little too far?
So in Genesee County, in the summers of 2014 and 15, 87 cases were reported, and 10 of those patients died. More than the good indication that people have been treated.
Fairly?
No, have been treated for the disease.
Oh.
Anything like that. But people just probably started investigating and trying to get down to the bottom of why people were dying. I've heard about this before.
But I think water looks nasty. It's brown.
I mean, but it's getting into, like, your regular water. Like, all the water probably doesn't look brown. You know what I'm saying?
I just wouldn't be eating it.
You wouldn't be eating the water?
I wouldn't be eating the water. Yeah. I wouldn't be drinking
the
water.
Of course. Of course you wouldn't be eating the water.
You can eat water and cornbread.
So, do you want to talk about this boycott?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jada
Pinkett. I blame Stacey Dash. Let's just put it out there.
Well, Jada Pinkett, you know, and her cheekbones came forward and made a video and said that.
Her cheekbones?
Jada Pinkett got some prominent cheekbones. They will not be denied.
her
cheekbones will not be denied. You hear me? But she came forward and she was saying that black people should boycott the Oscars because there's no nominees that are black. No one black was nominated for an Oscar. And people were wondering, well, they were saying, yeah, that's great, but are you really saying this because, you know, your husband didn't win an Oscar? Because, you know, just last year, you were really saying that race wasn't a factor.
Well, like, she had a change of heart. It is a factor now. It's prominent, like her cheekbones.
Finally showed up.
I mean,
racism showed up.
This is the thing. Like, ever since that Kendrick Lamar situation at the Grammys, it was 3 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like
that was just last year.
No, it wasn't, because he got a Grammy for I last year. It was a pity Grammy.
So it was like 2 years ago then?
It was 3 years ago this year. I just said that.
I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, okay, if Kendrick Lamar didn't get the Grammy, why would you give it to somebody who raps just like this and all their songs? Why would you give it?
Because you're white and you don't know no better.
Oh, okay.
You just, the name sounds familiar, so you're just going to vote for him.
Okay. But anyway, so ever since they snubbed
Kendrick Lamar of mm-hmm. his Grammy nominations for Good Kid, Mad City, because that was an awesome body of work.
Yeah.
I've never supported white accolades ever since then. I've never watched the shows.
Kendrick wanted us to do was sing about him when the light shut off.
The light shut off.
Yeah, when the light shut off. And my main concern, promise that you will sing about me.
Okay.
I remember when, okay.
No, so. That was too far. Stop it, cut it out. But ever since then, I haven't supported that shit, because I knew then, even though people have said it before,
trying to rally the black actors.
And no, but it was really apparent when Kendrick didn't win.
Yeah.
And when Macklemore won over Kendrick Lamar. That's why I'm not supporting it. I don't support it anyway.
Because we like, he's talented when he raps like this.
You take that back to the drawing boards. Try again.
It's fine. My lack of talent in rapping. Such as Macklemore. Anyway.
I just feel like it was fucked up, really. And white folks don't know music. And why are we looking for white folks to judge our music when our music comes from black culture? Why are we looking for white people to give us, you know, the accolades that we deserve when they're white?
Stacey Dash, can you answer that?
First of all, Stacey Dash just needs to get on
in
that grave.
I mean, everything Stacey Dash has done has been black. She posed for King Magazine. She was on Single
She was on Single Ladies.
She was in Kanye West's video. Looking oh so incredible. Like when I saw that video, I forgot.
She was in Clueless.
How good Stacey Dash looked. Like I forgot who Stacey Dash was.
Stacey Dash is the cousin of Dame Dash.
Yeah. No. When she popped back up in Kanye's video, I was just like, wow. Like he really was able to capture her.
The All Falls Down video.
All she did was run through the airport.
That's it.
And it was had some tears in her eyes. Oh, it was great. Anyway.
But I just feel like...
So what happened? What happened between all of that and now you're a political correspondent or a political commentator on Fox News?
Let's keep it cohesive.
Okay.
Let's finish the Grammys.
All right. Well, the Oscars, my bad. Yeah.
So ever since that...
You don't watch the Oscars.
No, and I don't think anybody else should either.
I'm trying to figure out who really watches the Oscars. Well, I guess a lot of people watch it.
Well, it's going to be a lot of white people that watch it this year because that's all who's nominated. But we just need to have our own. This goes back to the whole reason why we even do this podcast today, because we don't have nothing as black people. We need to have our own. We need to stop looking for white people to give us credit and to give us accolades and to hand out pats on the back. We don't need that.
And to cross over from R&B to pop.
We don't need that. We don't need them telling us how black shit needs to be done because they're not black. You know, and it's not even about race. It's just about, it's apparent. Like, you can't be no white guy telling me about rap.
I think.
You can't do it. It just doesn't make any sense. Right. But that's what's happening.
But that's like the goal. Like, anytime somebody is producing music, putting music out, a Grammy is how you know that your music has made it, has some type of impact on culture. There's none of us on the panel. When you do a Grammy. Same with Oscars.
There's none of us on the panel.
I mean...
Well, how was not one black person nominated?
Not one.
Not one. How is that possible?
Sylvester Stallone is nominated for Creed, but...
But Michael B. Jordan isn't?
Isn't.
How is that possible? How is that possible? Tell me.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I agree with Jada. We shouldn't be watching that shit.
But, I mean...
A lot of people feel differently about it, but I don't. I feel like we shouldn't be watching that shit.
But I think it's not...
But I'm not surprised.
It's not that. It's just more so of who was saying it. Like, they were like, Jada, come on. Like, we need receipts on what you've done in the past.
It doesn't matter. She was with Tupac. It doesn't even matter.
Oh, so that's it?
That's it.
That's all she needed?
That's it for me. You married to Will Smith. Y'all got mega, mega money. And
like,
he's
the highest paid actor.
You're raising geniuses. Even though I don't agree with that Jaden Smith wearing women's clothing and being the face for women's clothing, I think that shit is weird. But he's a good actor. You molded him and shaped him just like with Little Willow. They know what they're doing.
Top of the pop charts.
They know what they're doing. It's just that, you know, I don't agree. Do I agree with every single thing they do? No. But I do agree with this.
What they're saying?
Yeah, I do totally agree. Mm-hmm. Why would you go somewhere where you're not wanted? If you're not nominated, why even go? That's like going to a party that you didn't get invited to.
And then everybody else is wondering why you're there too.
Right.
Yep.
So why would you go? Why would you do that to yourself? Cut it out. I just agree with Jada on this one. I have to side with her because it makes more sense. Like, why would you go? None. So you up there clapping for white folks? That's what you want to do? You want to clap for whites? No, clap for the blacks.
But the person, and who is the person, you know, the president of the Academy, I'm probably messing this all up, but anyway, she's black. She's a black woman.
Well, it doesn't matter. She should have made sure that shit didn't happen. She wasn't on her job, because you look out for your people.
But I think it goes back. But you see, like...
See, I'm mad now.
It's like, remember when... It's something that the white people have to do. Remember when Julia Roberts said that she wasn't gonna... When she basically did her own boycott. She was like, I'm not going to accept any more awards or attend any more awards until Denzel Washington wins an award.
Yeah, but that's
then
what...
Then he won.
But see, but this is the thing, though. More white people, if they feel like that, they have to do things like that to make other white people see that they're not playing with them. Mm-hmm. Because they have the control to do that. They have the power to do that. They're mm-hmm. the only ones that can do that. Mm-hmm. If a whole bunch of white folks was like, fuck that, we're not going to the Oscars either because he should have been nominated. Mm-hmm. She should have been nominated.
Right.
This movie was great. Why wasn't they nominated? But no, nobody wants to rock the boat. Everybody wants to take their accolades and not give credit to other people who were actually better than them.
And then, you know, text the person that should have got the award right after the show and say, hey, you know,
this really belongs to you, right, but I just took it in your behalf. Yeah. Macklemore. I'm fucking
and
mad.
I'm going to continue to rap like this because that's how I rap. I don't know.
You're not sorry. Saying sorry. But yeah. Anyways, Stacy Dad. It's finally your turn. Are you ready?
I don't even think she deserves a whole lot, but okay.
Now, we've already traded her.
Right, in the racial draft.
Yeah, in the racial draft. She got traded last year, I believe, right?
I think so.
She's been Donkey of the Days probably millions of times.
I mean, but Stacy Dash... this whole thing, this is how she gets her money, though. This, you know what I'm saying? It's like every time the light bill is due, she can't go on GoFundMe and hope that
2 Chainz
gonna buy her a house. So she has to go and coon on Fox News.
But here's the thing, though. You not gonna do that at our race's expense? Bitches, you crazy?
And everybody's like, and she's the problem, though, because like this one, and it's funny, like this one whatever you want to call it, ill-educated, ill-informed black person speaks for the whole race. Like, oh, well, you know, since Stacy Dash says it, then it's okay.
But this is the thing. Niggas ain't buying that shit.
Niggas ain't buying it, but then white people are.
No, they not buying it either because they putting her shit on Front Street. Because they like, girl, it's like the white people are like, do you see what's going on? Do you hear what she's saying about you?
It's kind of like...
Do you hear what your cousin is saying?
I almost feel bad for Stacy Dash. It's kind of like...
Stacy Dash doesn't feel bad for herself. She doesn't love herself. Her boyfriend...
But for her to be like used up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like to watch her be used up like that.
She's doing it to herself.
Thrown it back into the muck and mire.
First of all, who would tell her to say that she doesn't think that there should be a Black History Month? Who would tell her that?
I don't know.
No white person in their right mind would fucking tell her
that. I don't even think that's what the interview was about. She just kind of went on there.
Yeah. I think that the producers were like in the background like, cut, cut. And then she was like still like too deep. So she just kept going.
They were probably asking her, cut.
Oh my God, cut this shit off. And it was just so happened to be live. They couldn't do it.
They were like, Stacy Dash, what new projects are you working on now? Well, you know, I don't think it should be a Black History Month.
Or a BET. I don't think we should have anything for black people. As a matter of fact, all black people should just die.
I'm working on bleaching my skin right now.
Like, I think, I really do feel like, you know, nobody told her to say that shit, but her brain. Her brain told her to say that. Her brain was like, ooh, what can I say to rock the boat today? But she didn't think it was going to go that far. Because now her boyfriend is putting her on blast and then put the text message on there when she was asking and begging and pleading him to take that shit off about her.
What did he say about her?
He was basically saying that she don't love herself and that she ain't shit, basically, and that who is she to speak for the black race? And do you love black babies? Probably not.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. You just have to be weary of anytime somebody stands up and says, I speak on behalf of all black people.
No, bitch. No, the fuck you don't. Not this black person.
Has she ever, like, well, I guess in so many words she said that.
I think she's just making mistake after mistake. I think Don Lemon learned his lesson.
You don't really hear too much out of him anymore, do you?
Nah.
The baton on to, like, that he said, you know, I passed my baton of stupidity on to you, Stacy Dash, and she just...
No, because he'll
be
back.
She took off, like...
He'll be back doing something stupid.
She took off, like, Flojo and just keeps on going.
But didn't nobody tell her? She needed to shut the fuck up. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Shut up.
I mean,
shut up, Stacy.
I feel like we could just say this, and she's just gonna continue to like.
Yeah, because that's how she gets them ratings go up.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Regardless of
what
she's
being pimped. Yeah. She's being pimped by Fox News,
and she don't see it. Maybe she's blinded by them checks. But that's fine.
How much are they paying her?
It's fine. It doesn't matter. They paying her at least enough for her to feel like she needs to say that. So it's fine. Take your money, but don't take it at our expense because we're going to drag the fuck out of you and then put you on blast.
Is there like any way we can't get her off the air or nothing like that? There's no way
I'm pretty sure that there's several positions on, petitions on change.org to get her the fuck up off of TV. Oh. Same with Raven Simone. Is Raven Simone still on TV?
Yeah, she's been, I don't know, maybe she's been kind of quiet. Maybe people are just tired of Raven.
I don't know, but it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. It's just like, we're fucking tired of you being the spokesperson for black people when nobody nominated you. Mm. Who the fuck died and made you king? Certainly not Beyonce. So
she's too busy, you know, jerking and
and twerking and putting together a new album so she can snatch my edges out. She's and too all busy. My hair.
That's the one thing I can't say about Beyonce is that she's too busy for anything. She's too busy.
But yeah, so last but not least, everybody knows that we're not voting for Trump, so. But neither is Kerry Washington.
I don't even think.
Or Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, this is good. Kerry Washington, you know, she's really like.
Anti-Trump.
Yeah, but she's so pro-black. You know what I'm saying? And she's not ashamed. She's like the few Jesse Williams out here, and they just go ahead and put it all out there, and they're so great at articulating race issues and making sure that they don't say the wrong thing and saying the right thing and making sense out here.
I don't think Kerry Washington would have a problem with making sense about race issues. I think she know when to hold them and know when to fold them. What?
All right, Kenny Rogers. But yeah,
if you're a supporter, you think he
really
going?
You do you really? Do you think he's really going to be on that ballot?
I just think he's taking it a little bit further than I wanted him to in the first place.
I mean, I think I would just quit America if I walked in the booth and I saw his name on the voting ballot.
Well, I'm not voting anyway, so it doesn't even fucking matter. It doesn't even matter.
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, this needs to stop. Like, Donald Trump looks like a fool
with his pants on the ground. I don't even want to spend no more time talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's it. But let's talk about Kerry Washington.
But didn't we say what we need to say?
Yeah, we did. Shout out to Kerry Washington. Love you. So does this wrap up this show?
Yeah, I think this is about it.
All right. Well,
you can find us on everything. We're on Twitter.
Everything.
Facebook.
You can find us.
Instagram.
On everything.
You are so extra.
It's fine. This is why you love me.
I do love you.
This is why you love
me. Never mind. I changed my mind. Anyways,
you can change.
You can find us on everything at Two Parts Life, the number 2, PRTSLIFE. And you can follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is Expressions1987, and Lewis's Twitter is Extra Light. Spelled Extra Light. X-T-R-A-L-T-E. Extralte.
I bet you ain't nobody else got that name on Twitter. I don't have a problem.
All right. Thank you for listening yet again. Yes. Bye.